We welcome you back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. America inside the numbers. We've gotten this from several P1 listeners, including Jonathan, who says Guns N' Roses did have one number one hit. It's Sweet Child of Mine.
That went to number one.
The only one for Guns N' Roses. Chris had speculated there was none, but there was one.
Okay.
So we got an interesting conversation here. So I said, so is that considered their biggest hit? If you say, okay, what's their biggest hit? Because it's their only number one. Is it Sweet Child of Mine? Or do you say November Rain because it has way more streams these
days? Probably downloads.
Yes.
That first album had so many hits.
Of course.
It's tough to say which one would.
Back then it was radio airplay and sales in record stores.
But if you said to me, what song is Guns N' Roses most known for? My first choice may be Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
You know, over Sweet Child of Mine or any of these.
Yeah. In fact, I forget about Sweet Child of Mine, maybe because it wasn't always my favorite.
Yeah. I like Welcome to the Jungle better.
Yeah, I love Welcome to the Jungle.
I love Paradise City.
Paradise City I love. November Rain is top tier for me.
Really?
I love November Rain.
Interesting.
See, that's New Guns. I don't like New Guns. I like old Guns. I like that first album. That was the one.
Yeah. Now, some of the other cuts on that album I like even more. Mr. Brownstone. Night Train is phenomenal.
Night Train rocks.
You always talk about these songs. You know I don't know these songs. I don't know that
stuff. Yeah, you didn't have the album. You just heard that.
No, I don't know that stuff. One time I said to Christian, what's your favorite Bruce Springsteen song? He's like, I'm not going to answer that question. You don't know it. There's no point in me. The other day I said, what's my Mount Rushmore of Tom Petty? Oh, American Girl. You know, Free Fall. Christian's like, I'm not even going to bother with this.
No, it's songs you've never even heard
of. I'm going to know. And then you come up here with Mr. Brownstone. Biggie.
Night Train. You got to listen to Night Train. I'm shocked you haven't heard Night Train. Night Train would be played in like your gym.
Oh, is that right?
Just to get. Oh, it's a rockin'.
Well,
I
probably do know it. If it's played in the gym.
Mean it's that kind of song where it's just, let's go.
Well, that song, I didn't even know it was by Foo Fighters. And Chris didn't point that Learning to Fly song by Foo Fighters. I just knew I loved it. And then Chris Dim asked about this song 2 weeks ago on Put Up or Shut Up. I was like, oh, I didn't even know. That's Foo Fighters.
I'm surprised Night Train is actually in our system.
Is it?
That means we must have edited locally
it for
sometimes.
Airplay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to share it with you.
No, don't. It'll scare you.
No.
But you think I've heard it or no?
No.
I'm going to lean. It's not a gym song. I don't know. I think it's a rocking song, though. I could see it.
I have
You know what? I'm thinking of your gym. Your gym wouldn't play it.
Oh, yeah. We play this all the time. All the time.
Really?
It opens. Yeah. They do. They have rock mixes that play these things. I would have never known that's Guns N' Roses. I don't know these things.
Let's get going. Loaded like a freight train. I have a story to go with this song that I won't share because it paints me in a terrible light.
Well, you might as well now.
How worse can you get?
I mean, how bad can it be? How bad can it be?
Yeah, friend.
Call the ambulance twice.
It's not.
You
funny.
Called it once.
Right.
It's something stupid that you did in your, you know, when you're 21.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, you're on that border of your drinking. Mm-hmm. You're on that line.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend and I were on that line. I hope he doesn't hear this. I've sworn never to share this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were
now
out of
I'm
town.
Really intrigued. Yeah. Okay.
We were out of town, and we were pretty drunk, to be honest.
Okay.
And we're walking to the parking lot, and we're arguing over, basically, who's going to drive.
Okay.
Because it's like, we have to have one of us to drive to have the other one bail the other one out if we get pulled.
Man.
And we flipped our keys.
Mm-hmm.
We took the keys and flipped them in the middle of the parking lot and said, all right, whoever the car key points at is who's driving.
Yeah.
And it pointed at me. So I had to drive home and I said, look, I got to blast Guns N' Roses the whole way. And just let me focus in. Because it was all highway.
Oh, my God.
We were in Orlando. So on I-4, I was you got to let me blast Guns N' Roses so I can stay focused. And that was the first song that came on, and I was just like, all right, let's go.
Jeez, that does paint you in a terrible light.
I know. I was 21 years old. It was a terrible decision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the stuff I look back on now, and I'm like, I wish I could go back and punch young me in the
face. Yes,
yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the song's about cheap drunks, right?
There you have it. And you were
getting drunk on cheap booze.
And that's exactly what you were doing.
Yeah, we were at this place that is now shut down. It used to be Planet Center or Fantasy something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it was a Disney area for adults.
Yeah.
It was over where Disney Springs now is.
Right.
But they would
Was it Disney After Dark?
Maybe it was, but it was all bars. Mm-hmm. And I remember drinking like a sand bucket full of all these different liquors they put together with a, you know, a big straw and an umbrella. And I had like two of those and I was just, oh yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. I think so much less of you than I did.
I didn't think it was possible.
I don't even want to mention him because he's a well-respected member of the community now.
Oh my God! I thought you were going to say he drove because landed. No, you.
No, the car key pointed at me, and I was like, "All right, I'll do it." And I said, "All right, I'll drive."
How long was the drive?
I mean, it was a couple exits up. I mean, it was probably a 20-minute drive.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I was like, because we couldn't. On I-4, was like, we got to go at least the speed limit.
Yes.
You know, once we got off the highway.
You're okay.
It was like, okay, we can navigate this together. And I remember the drive, so I wasn't so drunk that I was blacked out or anything.
Yeah.
But I just remember driving down I-4 with night train blazing the window down and me smoking a cigarette.
We've all thought it. Mike Tyson said it in The Hangover. We all do dumb S when we're blanked up.
Messed up.
Dumb.
I've only driven drunk one time, and it was from, listen, similar story.
What city were you in?
Boone. Okay.
Drinking Boone's Farm?
I was drinking Boone's Farm, and my friend and I was over at McAdoo's having a sandwich, and my friend, who was like the coolest guy, walked in, he's like, let's get some pitchers of beer. And I was like, all right, we'll get some pitchers of beer. And we started to
get. Was that a club sandwich?
Okay, right. I had a club sandwich and a Diet Coke. And he's like, let's get pitchers of beer. So we get a pitcher.
Now you're talking.
Okay. So.
What do I do with these toothpicks?
Now I'm getting a little buzzed. And we drive back. He's, let's go back to my place and play Tecmo Bowl 91. I was like, all right, let's go play Tecmo Bowl 91. And we did. And he's like, I'm going to stop at the store and get a case of beer. I was like, all right, so we just got drunk. I mean, just on like a Tuesday. And this is just out of character for me entirely. And we're at his apartment, but I had to drive back to my apartment. Now, only about a mile. But I said, you got to let me blast Celine Dion the whole way, or I'm not going to be able.
What was her jam at the time? This is way before Titanic.
Yeah, this was, golly.
Was it the upbeat one?
Yeah,
if you want it, then what is that one?
Because you love me, maybe. There we go.
Yeah.
Because you. So I had to blast this the whole way back to my apartment. Otherwise, there was no way I could have.
Yeah, passing cops, and they're like, "You think he's drunk?" And they hear that song, they're like, "No, he's good."
Exactly.
No drunk kids listening to that.
Exactly. So there I am, winded down, going 8 miles an hour.
You know why I pulled you over? Was I speeding?
No.
Barely moved.
You're listening to Celine Dion. That's going 8 miles an hour.
Do you have a handkerchief?
I do, though. And I can't even mention him. He's a well-respected member of the community now.